This is the at-home gym alternative. So for the gym workout, before I went into the gym and did this session, I did the breath work, the breath holds. If you can't go outside and walk around, this is an alternative. You could do breath holds with jogging on the spot. This is actually harder because your physical demand is a lot more on the lungs, just simply jogging up and down on the spot. So you won't be able to hold your breath as long, but that's totally fine because you're challenging, you're progressing, you're breathing, you're making it harder on your lungs, which is in turn improving your stamina. So do this as a warm-up. You could do 5 sets again, and focusing on breathing recovery in between. So nasal breathing and just resting until you feel like your heart rate, your breathing's come back down, and then go again. Holding your breath while challenging your lungs with some movement. Just jogging up and down on the spot, nothing crazy. Pumping your arms, moving your feet. And then after that first breath, those first couple breaths, especially when you're doing these, as opposed to walking, so important that you control your breath. Don't just pant and breathe heavy. Moving into the first mobility stretch, warm-up stretch, is that assisted full squat, assisted deep squat. So you can hold onto a wall, you could hold onto a table, a chair, anything that allows you to get some balance and hold yourself in that spot. So really getting deep, trying to put your butt to the ground again, keeping your chest up. You can see from this angle that I'm doing a fairly good job. I want to try to sit even deeper, trying to get my knees to go forward. That comes down to ankle mobility as well. And here I'm doing some rotations on one side and rotations on the other, just a few circles each way. So when you're doing that, you're pushing it, you should feel it in your groin and in your hip, really trying to keep your feet pointed forward as much as possible, but pushing the hip out so you can sink deeper and deeper into the middle of that stance, getting your butt lower to the ground. So I did that one a little quick. You could probably sit there a bit longer if you wanted. It is a little more difficult holding a wall like that as opposed to a barbell or something. A little forward bend. You do the same stretches as recommended for the gym workout with the rotations. I took a little different approach here, and each time I warm up it's usually a little different, but I would like you to get some unison. I think I was just feeling some tightness in my hamstrings, so I want to take a little bit of extra time and do a little bit of movement. So I do like an extended static stretch, trying to feel that stretch, but then a little movement side to side and a little bobbing back and forth. Some people would say that's bad. I think it's good, to be honest. A little more of a dynamic stretch rather than a static one, which we don't want to do before exercise. This is a hip mobility exercise. I just threw this in here because with the assisted full squat at the gym, it's a little easier to do those rotations, but this is a really nice mobility stretch. So really focus on doing circles. You'll see when my leg comes to the other side, when I practice this exercise on the other side, just exactly what it looks like and how it works. But I'm trying to keep my feet pointed forward, and I'm focusing on my hips and my butt and kind of like pushing them down towards the ground. So I should really feel it in my groin, in my hip, in my hamstring, circular rotations pushing outwards, but still keeping my feet forward. I'm also feeling this in my ankles, getting some ankle mobility. And when you try this, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about and see why it's such a nice stretch. Hips and hip flexors and groins are extremely important for soccer players, but all athletes. So it's important that you take the time to increase your mobility in those areas. It's really going to help you with your athletic performance, your movement on the field, but also your recovery as well, and that's huge. Doing some leg swings. Again, you could do assisted, but I would challenge you to do unassisted because it's going to improve your balance at the same time. And anytime we can get two birds, I want to say kill two birds with one stone, but anytime we can achieve two results with the same movement, let's go ahead and do that. So let's get some balance and some mobility and some flexibility and a good warm-up at the same time, as you can see me doing here. So to start, the swings are just nice and low, and if my legs were tighter that day, I'd go a bit lower, but trying to ease into it, going a little bit higher each time. Make sure you curl in the back, straight leg in the front, feel it in your hamstring in the front, feeling your quad in the back, and focusing on the upper body as well. You can see I'm doing kind of like an arm pump, a little bit of an athletic movement, focusing on that balance. The arms are balanced for your lower body. They should counteract the movement of your lower body. the crossbody swings. Here you should feel it in your hip and your groin. So your hip when you go across your body, your groin when you stretch out away from your body. I should do a better job at keeping my planting foot pointing forward. So pointing straight, and then you're going to feel it more in your hips. And you can see I kind of start off there, and then over time the tendency is for your foot to fade out and push out to the side. So take your time with these warm-ups. As always, this is probably the most important part. Even if you just did the warm-up, it would be beneficial. So maybe you're feeling tight on that day and you're thinking I should skip this workout. Well, maybe just do the warm-up and then see how you feel after the warm-up. And here I realized my phone was beside me and I said, hey, let's get this thing out of here. No distractions. So doing a hip flexor, a hamstring hip flexor hold. So focusing on good control, good balance. When I'm coming up, I'm really pushing my toe, my foot, fighting for balance, but here driving my knee up, driving my foot up, flexing my toes up to the sky, and lifting my hip flexor up, okay, and holding it for a second. I should feel it really in my hip flexor and in my ankle joint. I'm trying to drive that up. That's just promoting and teaching good running mechanics, good sprinting mechanics, but also making you stronger in the right spots, in the hip flexor, in the ankle joint, in the hamstring. Here, this is great for balance, and hamstrings are extremely important for athletic movement. So when you're going down, don't just go down. Most people just go down here, and they may have a straight leg, and they don't feel any tension in the back of their leg. You want to feel that tension in the back of your leg when you're going down. Get that stretch, but I should feel it tight here, and I should focus on making that muscle tight. Most people just go down and up, and really all the tension is in their lower back or their calves. They're not actually feeling it in the hamstring. So at the top, feel it in your hip flexor. At the bottom, feel it in your hamstring. Then we'll just get a little bit of kind of a mini dynamic soccer warm-up. Just all the movements that you would usually do just on the spot. You've done it 100 times. You'll continue to do it for the rest of your playing career. And these are good movements. You do them for a reason. Every team kind of does similar movements for a reason. I kind of have my own routine that I always do and I make my teams do. And everyone's on the same page now, so we always do it together. Kicks, groins. So this is like a roundhouse kick, straight kick, cross kick. Again, just doing about 2 each side or 3 each side. Move forward quickly, just taking care of the body on all angles. And by now you're probably tired of me talking about warm-ups, but so important. Like, enjoy the stretches. Get something from the stretches. The stretches are balance as well. The stretches are strength. The stretches are fitness. The stretches are stamina. Your heart rate's getting up a little bit. You're not stopping. You're not resting between doing your rotations, especially those ankle rotations. And I'm ready to go with the workout. So first one we're going to do is banded exercises. You saw this in the gym workout. You're focusing on a little resistance. The first one I'm going to do is lateral strides. So focusing on quick feet. The first couple, I just try to get my rhythm. Once I get my rhythm, then I really pick up the speed. Trying to go nice and quick. There is resistance, so you want to push against that resistance. Don't just move your feet kind of apart. Really push them apart so you start to feel it in your hip flexors, or sorry, your hip abductors and your hip adductors, the outside of your hips. Very important muscles. This will strengthen these. When I've done that exercise, I'm going to take my time. You can take as long as it wants. However, I do want you to challenge yourself, and I do want these workouts to be fairly quick. But take time until you get to the point where you feel like, okay, I've recovered. Now I'll be able to really push myself so I can put some speed. Because these exercises are focused on speed. The focus isn't on stamina. Stamina is a nice benefit, but the focus for these is on speed and power. This is a forward stride or shuffle. And the arm movement is so important on those. Make sure you're getting good arm pump, nice, strong, powerful pumps with your arms. That's going to help you with the rhythm of your feet. You've seen this one before. The hip flexor hold. Pop, 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 pop. So you're holding, toes are flexed up to the sky, kind of like that warm-up exercise you did. Knee is raised, hip flexor is tight. Try to bring that up. Obviously, you have the resistance of the bands holding you back. But as soon as you take them off, it's going to be so much easier. You're going to feel way more explosive. And I'm just doing one set per each. Okay, we're being efficient. We're going to move forward now, and we're going to do it without the bands. Just going to do one set For each of those three exercises, take a little bit of time to recover so you can focus on speed. And then we're going to go back through those, going for the stamina, or sorry, going for the lateral shuffle is the first one, the lateral strides, I should say. Quick feet, quick feet, quick feet, quick feet. Okay, getting your arms up a little bit, knees are bent for balance, but really trying to push your pace. You may feel sloppy sometimes, like you can't control your limbs or you're not putting your feet in the right spot. That's part of it. So I'm going for time, but realistically, I'm going for quality. As soon as my quality starts to slip, then I know I should probably stop because, again, the focus of these exercises is speed and power. If you're losing that speed and power because your muscles aren't prepared for this or you're not fit enough, don't worry about going the full 20 seconds. Just focus on going as hard as you can, as fast as you can for whatever time that is. And then the next time you do it, try to do it a little bit sharper. So here we're doing these holds. You can see it's a little cleaner than with the resistance bands, getting those knees up. I would like to see my knees come up even higher, my chest up higher, my arms pumping a little higher, a little stronger, especially my right arm. It's too low. It needs to come up higher. But those are the band exercises. So now we'll move forward. The gym exercise, we were doing quick feet movements into sprints. Obviously, in the at home, you don't have the luxury of space, but we're not going to make an excuse for that. We're just going to modify. So here I'm going to do two different exercises. The first one is quick feet in a box. So as you saw, I set up four cones, and here I'm just going to work on hitting four corners, focusing on forward and lateral movement. So important with these, the reason I do these is because you have to train yourself to have quick feet and to constantly be on your toes while you're playing. Let's say, for example, you had to close down a defender, or you had to move towards a ball, or you had to get ready for a pass. A lot of us are standing flat-footed, and then when it's time to either close the defender, make a tackle, or receive a pass, we're just lunging. We're not moving our feet. So you want to get in the habit of moving your feet quickly rather than lunging. And if you don't practice that skill, it's not going to be natural when you're on the field. So for both of these drills, you can do three sets. Do the exercise. You're going one full circle in one direction, hitting four corners, and then you're going in the opposite direction, and that's one set. Now in between, again, recover. The focus here is speed and quickness, so you don't want to go again while you're too tired. It's okay to still be breathing a little bit and to still feel a little fatigued. You don't want to take too long with the workout, but remember, the main focus of these exercises is speed and quickness, so make sure that's what you're getting out of it. Here, this is good for defending, good for lateral movement. Okay, if similar to the quick feet, defending, it's a lot about footwork, and I found that these drills really help me. Just make sure that when you're actually defending in games, you apply these principles. So now we're moving into some core and some strength exercises. This is like a standing twist. Usually I would do broomstick twists, so holding a broomstick and twisting, but you can do it without. I'm just placing my hands, interlocking my fingers behind my head, keeping my chest up straight, so really pushing my chest out, not letting my shoulders hunch forward, and then I'm twisting, keeping my lower body facing forward, my toes, my knees facing forward. Obviously, they rotate, but you don't want your toes pointing outwards. Then as I'm twisting, I'm tightening. So I'm not just going through the motion, I'm twisting and tightening my abs. So as I twist, I tighten on both sides. I should feel it. As I twist, I should feel the tension on that side that I'm rotating to. So those were twists. You could also do Russian twists if you wanted to. I was just trying to get a bit of oblique movement in there to replicate some transverse work that you would do with the farmer's walk in the gym session. Now we're going to move into the bridges. So you can start with a glute bridge. You can go any way you want. Just make sure you do them all in a row without any rest. Again, 30 seconds here, focusing on tightness all throughout the core. So remember, the core isn't just your abs. In fact, your abs aren't even your core. Your abs are on top of your core. Your core is deeper within you. And that's where your real athleticism comes from, your strength on the ball, your ability to quickly change direction, to have a strong low center of gravity. The core is going to help with all that. So these movements are going to help you be stronger on the field, have better balance, change direction faster, be more athletic. Here we're doing the glute bridge raise. So just make sure that your glutes, your hamstrings, your abs, and your lower back are all tight. Thinking about straight lines. So don't have any curves in your back, any curves in your lower body. Think about having straight lines all the way from the top of your head down to your heels. And it's tough to do when you can't really get outside of yourself and look at yourself. Even looking at myself right now, I can see that I need to make a few adjustments to make that line a little straighter. But really just focus on keeping everything tight. So most people in this situation, they wouldn't actually have their abs tight or sucking their belly button in or tightening their bum or tightening their hamstrings and their quads. But think about tightening all those things. So you're doing less time, but you're getting more out of it. And you just have a lot stronger posture, a lot stronger focus on your core. So it's not just sitting in a position. It's really, how can I sit in this position with the strongest core possible? Transverse, side bridges, really focus on getting that lower hip up off the ground, holding for 30 seconds and moving to the other side. So bridges are very important for core strength, general athleticism. Very basic exercise, but one that should be incorporated in everyone's exercise routine. So remember, there's brilliance in the simple drills, in the simple things, and doing the simple things well, doing the simple things consistently. So you don't need the most advanced core exercises, things that are going to confuse you, things that are going to have you asking questions or just not wanting to do them. Do the simple stuff, do it really well, do it consistently, and you're going to get good results. Here I'm opening the window because I'm having a good at-home workout. There's no reason you can't get a great workout at home, so it's really not an excuse. Here we're moving into the strength exercises. So even though we're doing body weight exercises, still want you to focus on control on the way down, power on the way up. So doing a basic squat, you're going to go 20 reps. Again, my squat needs some work. I'm leaning forward too much. I need to find a way to sit deeper in my squat with my chest up more. Saying that, my squat still has improved a lot over the last year. Just focusing on it, learning the movement, understanding. So 20 squats, control down, power up. Here's going to do a calf raise. It's good to do it on a stair like this because when you go down, you're able to get a better stretch in the calf. And as I talked about in the gym session, when you're doing any exercise, any strength exercise, you want to think about two things. You want to think about stretching the muscle and contracting the muscle. So on one side of the movement, you're stretching it, and on the other side, you're squeezing and contracting it. So don't just go through the motions. Think about controlling the muscle. Can we stretch it, and can we squeeze and contract it at the top? So 20 calf raises, control down, explode on the way up. You want to think about explosive. If I'm sprinting, if I'm pushing off the ground, if I'm jumping, these are explosive movements. They're not slow and controlled. They're explosive and powerful. This is a single leg RDL, single leg Romanian deadlift, focusing on the hamstring. So as you can see, I'm going down with control. I'm feeling the stretch in the back of my leg. When I'm coming up, I'm really focusing on pushing forward, but tightening my butt, tightening my glute, and tightening my hamstring. So I want to feel it. I don't want to take all the tension on my lower back, which is what will happen if you don't focus on the back of your leg when you're coming up. But as I come up, I'm really trying to pump and push and feel my butt and my glute tighten. So I'm going to do 10 reps on each side, focusing on tightening. If you ever start to lose your balance like that, it's so easy to give up, but you're never going to improve your balance if you give up. Even if you're wobbling, you're almost falling over, really fight to keep that balance, and over time it's going to get better. It comes down to the strength and mobility of your ankle, strength in your hamstring, and just general balance. So all these are going to help with balance, and balance is massive for change of direction, for being strong on the ball, and being an overall good athlete. Hamstrings are huge for sprinting speed, for power, for acceleration, for explosiveness with your jumping. Here I'm doing some lunges, and I'm trying to take a big forward step, trying to get my toes in front of my knee. I don't want my knee to come past my toes. So in order to do that, I have to take a big first step. I would like to see myself step a little further and keep my chest up a bit higher rather than leaning forward like that. But when I'm coming back on the push, it's a powerful push. So push out and kind of pop back up rather than a slow, controlled push back up. Okay, go down, nice and control, good form. So when I say control, I'm not always like going down super slow. I'm still coming down, but I'm not just dropping to the ground. I'm controlling my body weight, whether that's with weights, machines, or body weight exercise. Control your body down, power up. Here are some hip adductor exercises that you can do at home without a machine. So you do one side at a time, and I'm really focusing on, you can see I have my hand on my butt or the outside of my glute. So I'm really focusing on feeling that muscle tighten, not just going through the motion again, but as I lift my knee up, I'm tightening the outside of my butt and my hamstring, which is actually my glute, not the scientific term of butt, but is my glute, and I'm just trying to feel that that's tight and tense because I want to feel that muscle work. I'm doing 20 repetitions on each side. Remember, just 1x20 method. We're doing it nice, quick, so you can still improve your leg strength and your power and see even muscle definition, but you're still able to play. Your legs aren't totally exhausted. They're just getting some good stimulation so you can become stronger while you're still training in multiple ways and playing games at the same time. Here's on the other side, you can see where I'm focusing on. Okay, really trying to, where my hand is, I'm trying to feel that that's tight as I lift that knee. And the higher you try to bring that knee, the tighter it should become. But really focus on the muscle. Just because you lift your knee up doesn't mean that you're activating the muscle in the right spot. So don't just go through the motion. As I've said before, focus on the contraction of the muscle. That's the strength exercise there. I should have put in the option to do some upper body stuff. Let's say, for example, you want to do some push-ups. You could do a couple sets of push-ups as I did with the bodybuilding option in the gym session. So here, doing some skill work. And I'm doing the same passing drill that I did at the gym. But obviously now you're at home, so you're gonna have to find a space. Hopefully you'll be able to find a space where you can perform these drills. It's the same drills with a shoulder check, a pass, quick feet, going for time, but more so going for a drop in quality, a drop in form. So as soon as you start to get a bit sloppy because your legs are getting heavy, you're moving too quick, that's when you're going to pause, do some active rest, and do 50 juggles or until your breathing has come back down and you'll be able to continue. Now, as I was saying, you're going to have to find a spot. So here I'm working in my kitchen. Maybe you can pass the ball against a couch, and that's what I mean by getting sloppy there. There I made the mistake, so I decided, okay, I got a bit sloppy there. That means I need to take a break, and I'm just going to do some active rest and juggle, focusing on my breathing, mouth closed, nasal breathing, trying to recover as quickly as possible. But perhaps you have a space in your garage, in your room. You can pass the ball against a couch or a wall. Or maybe you have an area in your backyard where you can perform these exercises. That's up to you. And I don't want you to make excuses. I want you to find solutions. I understand if your parents don't want you kicking balls in the kitchen, but ask them, is there anywhere that I could? And be creative and find something that's going to work for you. Maybe it's in your room against your bed. Maybe it's an even tighter space than this. But you will have to work with what you have available to you. So here I'm doing those exercises. And as you may have seen, I did a pass with the outside of my foot. I didn't like how it came off, so I went back to that same situation. I did the pass again until it was of better quality, and then I continued with the drill, pushing the pace. So nice quick feet, quick drilling, shoulder checking, making sure that you're always varying your movement. You're not always going in circles. I'm going left, I'm going right, I'm passing left, I'm passing right, different moves, different change of direction, pushing my pace. So I want myself to get a little bit sloppy. I don't want to go forever. I want to go hard, I want to go high intensity and short duration. So I'm pushing the pace with the intention of knowing that if, hey, eventually I'm probably going to screw up, and that's a good thing. But obviously I'm trying to keep my quality while I'm doing the drill, do it as long as I can, as fast as I can, because that is match realistic. If you're practicing drills and you're just jogging through it, you're going at a slow pace, you're getting touches, you're improving your skill, but it's not really going to convert to match situations. You want to push yourself. You want to be pretending like people are trying to tackle you and bring you down. So here is the other drill, which is the shooting variation. And again, at home it's a little different, but just focus on making contact with your laces. It's basically the same, except now I'm adding a sharp move and a quick change of direction. Somehow get an inch of space so you can get your shot off. You're not blasting the ball. You're not trying to put a hole in your couch or a hole in your wall at home. But I'm just focusing on making contact with the laces. It's the practice of making lace contact to the center of the ball. So when you are in a game and it's time to put a little more power on it, you've already practiced that technique. Now you just have to come through with a little more power. So there's an example. Remember, you're doing three sets of these and you're just working until you lose your quality. Should be around 20-30 seconds. If it's not, then you're probably not going fast enough. Go as fast as you can and you'll find that it's very difficult to maintain that for 20-30 seconds. So you're getting some fitness as well as real match skills. You are doing that juggling ball control in between to recover. And then when it's time to go, you put on the pace. Here we're working on that lace contact, the other one passing and shoulder checking. This one, a quick move, quick change of direction. Find an inch of space with a quick movement. There I didn't like my skill, practice it again in a different way. And now we put on the pace. Okay, so can you drop a defender with a quick shoulder check, quick change of direction, quick move, and get your shot off? Make contact with the laces. Challenging yourself at home. No excuses. We all live at home, so if you can hang out and watch TV, you can hang out and get some touches. How long is this workout? Maybe 30 minutes. Okay, it's a little quicker than the gym session, but still, great way to improve your skills at home, getting lots of quick touches. Just really try to keep your pace up. Be honest with yourself. Are you pushing yourself or are you just kind of jogging around with the ball? You want those quick feet, quick changes of direction, make a quick move, have some fun with it, but get those repetitions.